Six Nations elected councils say they will provide political advocacy on behalf of Six Nations Natural Gas to dispute charges from the federal carbon charge at the political level. Six Nations elected council political advisor Christopher Mahan detailed the federal carbon charge and the increases that are planned to happen until the year 2030.
I think this issue is going to become a bigger issue with the passage of time for a number of reasons. First of all, I think everybody's aware that the implementation of the federal carbon tax, which obviously isn't officially called that, has been progressively introduced in the last couple of years and over the coming 7 years. So it was passed into law in 2018, started coming into effect in 2019, and then the rate, the rates basically increase all the way up to 2030. So what you will see now, and there will be a written report on this as well, but what you will see is that in Tracy's memo, the rate in 2019 was only 3.9 cents per cubic meter. That is now 12.39 cents. And that is going to more than double between now and 2030.
Six Nations Chief Mark Hill says he would like to explore all options to then determine what Six Nations stance is on this issue and analyze how the community can benefit from it.
That's exactly part of the, really, I would say the next step is for us to kind of get all the updates across the board, come back, have that meeting specifically on this topic, then be able to then have really build out that position, Sherilyn. But in the meantime, I think that we should still start to cue in. You know, as we know, it takes some time to get into, you know, different ministers' doors and so forth. But the other piece I think you hit is important as well is the opposition. You know, we've done this in the past as well. As we know, we've met with the leader of the Conservative PR. It was obviously, I think, at times controversial, like not that we're supporting any party for that matter, but rather need to look politically on strategizing how we could utilize opposition to some of these issues.
Councillor Kerry Bomberry spoke to Six Nations operating as a sovereign nation and presenting a carbon reduction plan to the government as opposed to following provincial regulations when it came to the federal carbon charge.
Back in 18 or 19, Trudeau imposed a carbon charge on Canada. Provinces that had the carbon reduction plan were exempt. Ontario didn't have one, and this charge increases yearly, as Chris was mentioning, and it's in that briefing note that we got from Tracy. We told the government it was a tax. They said it wasn't a tax, and I'm pretty sure they changed the name to suit whatever's on our gas bill now. I think we should tell the government that as a sovereign nation, we have our own carbon reduction plan. We have solar farms that we invested in. We have the battery storage plant that is being built. We have our Carolinian forests that we are maintaining, i.e. The gypsy worm spraying, tree planting. There are trees out there that have taken more carbon than other trees. So I think if we had a woodlot management plan, we could get the community involved planting those trees. That Trees Unlimited presented something in the fall time, and they had that included in there. We could talk to the minister that has this portfolio.
Chief Mark Hill says he would like to meet with all gas retailers on Six Nations to gain more information from them and look to ways to counter issues those retailers have when dealing with the Ministry of Finance.
The other point I wanted to raise was, I think in terms of the engagement and further, you know, to Sherry Lynn's point of, you know, creating this timeline of what all we need to do to gather all the necessary pertinent information to then develop our position on this. I know there's, again, multiple slight differences, but ultimately the bigger picture politically, I think, is what we need to get the handle on. And one of those is I would like to call even a meeting with all our gas retailers so that we can get a clear picture from a business perspective on the impacts of this as a gas retailer. I know I had conversations already in the past as well with a few of them, and, you know, they just some of even the challenges that they have, you know, when dealing with the Ministry of Finance and so forth. I think that's also as part of the bigger picture that we need to kind of get a handle on in order to further have that well thought out position to then relay on to all parties and so forth.
Councillor Michelle Bomberry says in the meantime, with residents dealing with increased rates, she proposed that Six Nations elected council look to provide relief coming from surplus COVID relief dollars that are managed by Six Nations elected council.
I'm thinking that We should be using some of the COVID dollars like we did through COVID to offset the cost of the gas bills until we can put a plan in place to advocate. I mean, it is kind of last minute, but there's something we can do to provide relief for all our community members. And if we're going to do this for gas, as I said before, we also needed to do it for people who are using propane as well, because gas isn't the only means of heating homes.
Six Nations elected council approved the motion to provide more political advocacy on behalf of Six Nations Natural Gas, and will look to bring the motion forward of offsetting the increased rates for consumers by way of COVID relief dollars during the general finance meeting in early June.